Archbishop for that. And I'm just going to say a few things now, and I'll invite Viv to join the panelists on the podium and or here, and if all the panelists could come forward, because we're running a little late. So I'm going to suggest that those of you who have questions for Viv, and I'm sure there are many, can you hold them until after the panel discussion? Viv himself will be joining the panel, so you can do that then. But while Conor is assembling his group up here, I just want to make one or two reflections on what I've heard, and some questions that certainly have been brought home to me about what we need to do in relation to maybe becoming much more critically policy literate than perhaps we have been. And that question of how we are positioned by reform is a major one for us. And I know many people will be pondering the extent to which policy making and reform and change and innovation on this island squares with what we've heard and some of the issues in the UK and internationally. And no doubt we will continue to have that conversation. If I may just mention the point that Viv made about Limerick and about the idea of creating a strong economy in order to have a strong society. I mean, it's worth reminding ourselves, I think it was Jan O'Sullivan who would have said that a few years ago. The whole message of evidence functioning rhetorically is a one we're going to take away, Viv, I think, and ponder, certainly in Scotland's. That evidence is not necessarily of itself, no matter how vigorous, it's not necessarily persuasive. So what version? What's the settlement? But I'm going to stop there and not say more. We've definitely been inspired and provoked and challenged by that presentation. I think you'll agree. So I haven't time to give you a chance to have lots of discussion and question until after the panel discussion. So Conor, are you all right with that? Do they want to come up to...